The Pasadena humidity clung to the shop walls as the deadline loomed. Robert stood beneath the heavy frame of the new equipment, his face set in a mask of focused determination. "Check the tolerances," he ordered, his voice cutting through the industrial noise of the crowded workshop. Virginia tracked the flow of data across her dual monitors. "The connection is stable, Dad. The flow is perfect. There's no interference." Robert felt a wave of relief wash over him. The attempts by the city's other contractors to undermine their work had been thwarted by the design's sheer simplicity and focus. "It works," he whispered, the realization hitting him with the force of a hammer. "It actually functions." Minnie walked in, her arms piled high with procurement orders for the pilot phase. "The city council wants the full briefing in 4 hours," she said. "They are inviting the local press. They want to see this project in action." Robert wiped his brow with his sleeve. "They want a show? We'll give them a show. But no smoke and mirrors, Min. Everything on this rig is exposed for a reason." Dorothy signaled from the main fabrication bay. "Robert, the final housing is sealed. We are ready to demonstrate." Robert walked to the main control console. He looked at his family.